Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
One of the big issues facing the next mayor of Boston is how to fix the city's police department. The agency has several problems right now. It's without a permanent leader, embroiled in multiple scandals, and officers are facing criticism for not doing more to reduce crime. As WBUR's Ali Jarmanning reports, some Bostonians wonder if a new mayor will make a difference.
It's a steamy Saturday afternoon in Grove Hall, the Boston neighborhood where Dorchester and Roxbury meet. People here are used to sirens, police stops, and yellow crime scene tape. But on this day, the folks hanging out in this empty lot browse books by Black authors as part of a Juneteenth book fair.
$18.
Jazara Pierre wrangles her toddler son as he pulls picture books off the table.
No, let's not put it on the books.
Like many in this neighborhood, Pierre doesn't give the department very high marks.
A D for effort. Because, I mean, again, 2021, we're still having to deal with a lot of BS that's just not humane and warranted in our community.
The mom from Hyde Park isn't comfortable calling the police when she sees someone in distress because she worries about what the police might do. And Pierre feels the problems with the police are so entrenched that it'll be difficult for the next mayor to fix them.
Honestly, I'm not that hopeful. If they put a commissioner in who's really all about making those changes, will he or she make a dent? Possibly. If one person can do it, go for it. Let's do it. But it's going to take a lot.
Boston has a police department in disarray. The police commissioner was fired over domestic violence allegations. More than a dozen police officers have been charged with overtime fraud. The former head of the police union is accused of molesting children. And the department has long faced criticism over whether it does enough to solve shootings in the poorer parts of the city.
I hope, you know, whatever your religious or non-religious tradition might be, that you have something like prayer, because you're going to need a little bit of a miracle.
That's Ray Hammond. He's pastor of Bethel AME Church and a member of BMA 10 Point, an anti-violence organization. Mayors, Hammond says, do have powers beyond prayer. They can choose the commissioner, set the budget, and then there's the bully pulpit.
I think they can set a tone. I think they can put in place policies that put folks on notice that corruption will not be tolerated.
Most of the candidates think that there should be a national search for the next police commissioner, something that hasn't happened since 2006 under Mayor Menino. And most support cutting police overtime and using the money to expand social services. The six major candidates also have a variety of other proposals covering everything from body cameras to police discipline. But Reverend Hammond says overhauling the department won't be quick or easy.
It's a little bit of a briar patch. Making change is hard. It can eat up a lot of your political capital. And you may not have a lot to show for it because it's a long-haul change.
Some local activists say past mayors haven't done enough. Jamal Crawford was part of the latest attempt at reform, a task force set up by Mayor Walsh last year. That group recommended a new civilian oversight board and a host of other reforms. Those changes have been slow going.
This is like, you know, getting people out of a cult, deprogramming. And people have to have the political will to get that done. And that's just to get the ball moving because it's still not going to be done overnight.
Of course, Boston isn't the first city to face these kinds of problems. One person who has worked with other troubled police departments around the country is Chuck Wexler. He's the executive director of the Police Executive Research Forum. He says some other cities in much worse shape than Boston have been able to fix things over time. And he's confident Boston can do the same.
You've got some internal issues there that have to be dealt with. And there may be some larger issues, you know, in terms of, you know, internal affairs and in terms of accountability, but certainly they're fixable.
Wexler says the most important decision the mayor faces is who will become the next police commissioner.
That is your key player in how that police department is run.
But many Bostonians wonder how much longer they'll have to wait to see changes that make a difference in their lives. Standing in the grassy lot at the book fair, Jazara Pierre runs her hands through her almost 3-year-old son's hair. She wonders how he might think of the police when he's older.
It's not going to happen within a year or two. It's going to take a long time, and I'm hoping by his generation he'll notice a difference compared to what we are dealing with now and then what, you know, the future generation will have to deal with.
Those running for mayor, though, hope to surprise people like her. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmani.